Welcome to the Early Years Learning Hub podcast. This is one of our professional learning tapas series. My name is Jackie Ward and I am the founder and managing director of the Early Years Learning Hub, where we offer practical resources for passionate professionals. We have a range of resources that are evidence-based and filled with examples of practice, scaffolds and templates to support teachers, educators and leaders in early childhood, school-age care services and the early years of school be the best that they can be. This series or this podcast is part of a suite of resources, and these episodes aim to give you some quick and easily digestible professional learning on the go. Often these episodes link back to some of our courses, so if you'd like to hear more, you can purchase a course or become a member of our online networking community to find out more. Today we are going to be talking about critical reflection. It's an often talked about topic with teachers, educators and leaders often asking questions as to how do I do it? What am I supposed to be reflecting on? What question should I be asking? And the ever-present one, what should I record or document? So all of these questions are valid because genuine critical reflection can be challenging. Knowing what to reflect on and how to do it in an effective way are some of the biggest hurdles faced by teachers, educators, and leaders in early childhood and schools, because it's a really important thing that we do, as it's a core part of our work. So we want to be able to get it right, and we want to make sure that it's not too time consuming and onerous. In this episode, we aim to demystify critical reflection, unpacking what it is and what it isn't, and what are the requirements are as a professional in this space, and what it looks like in your daily practice. Firstly, it is an absolutely inescapable part of our work, particularly in early childhood education and care and school age care. It's a core requirement of the National Quality Standard in terms of it being an element described within the National Quality Standard and also an exceeding theme of the National Quality Standard. So it's also a core guiding principle of the approved learning frameworks, where it's tied to the idea of learning, that the two things go hand in hand. So, you know, one of the things I hope you'll get to walk away from this podcast with is that idea that the purpose of it is to learn more professional knowledge, skills, and also where, I guess, the focus is also in improving. So learning and improving are all hands, all friends with critical reflection. You can't really have one without the other. So in terms of the NQF, as I said, I mentioned that it's one of the 40 elements. 3.2 requires educators to ensure that critical reflection on children's learning drives the program. So it's a core part of what we do in our teaching. As I said before, it's one of the exceeding themes that needs to be evidenced across 15 standards within the National Quality Standard through assessment and rating for the service to be rated as exceeding. And thinking about why you do things and how they impact people positively or negatively, that's what it's really about. Really questioning why you do things and what the impact of that is. It's about having an inquisitive approach to our work. It's about knowing and understanding the evidence behind that idea. Evidence, I refer to that term a lot. Evidence-based practice is really important as a teacher in all spaces, that we know that what we're doing is based on research, theory, contemporary understandings, data, you know, information from families, our assessment and rating data, our assessment and planning data, the information that tells us that what we do is working as a teacher. That's the whole point of critical reflection driving the program. Some strategies will and won't work for different children and families, and some things are more successful with a variety of different children. So knowing the fact that you're not just going out there continuing to do what you've always done is a core part of being a great teacher, educator and leader. And also comparing what and how you do it with the professional standards. So the Australian professional standards for teachers, even if you're not a teacher, they're a great thing to draw on because they're telling us the expectations, a bit like the National Quality Standard in early childhood. The Australian professional standards for teachers, I think, are an often underutilized tool to guide what we do and keep us rudded on track as teachers. I think, we're required to engage with them now throughout undergraduate courses, and as we go from, seeking teacher accreditation, going from graduate to proficient. But they do give us lots of guidance on the focus of our work and what we should be doing. So that's just one of the professional standards. There's many. Being able to explain your process to others. So we questioned this, we looked into this, we looked at the evidence or what does a recognised authority advise on this particular area, and we decided to modify our practice based on that information and how it relates to our context. So how does it work within our community, within our location, within our physical environment, but also our socio-cultural space of our community? It's about growing as a professional and looking at what's happening in your service or school and improving on that if it's negative, or leveraging off that if it's positive. So we do this aspect of our work really well. How can we apply that to other areas of our work to help us grow and develop in those areas as well? I'll share some examples of where you might use critical reflection as a tool. If there's a serious incident at your service or school involving a child protection issue and it occurring during the morning flea flow. So this is an example of actually what happened in my practice. We were encouraged by our organisation's support team to question whether or not we could adequately maintain supervision during our flea flow program, because we have quite a large yard in our preschool. As a team, we took a deep critical reflection approach, as children's health and safety is our paramount concern in our service. But we did know that our free flow program was really beneficial in terms of children's learning and well-being, and also facilitated us to support children's agency around self-regulation. Basically helping them to find the right space if whatever they were doing wasn't great in that space. So really helped us manage behavior and guide children's behavior in a really positive way to reduce their stress and anxieties. So we looked at the regulations and reflected on how we were meeting supervision requirements and how we could improve supervision and embed this across the board, including with our relieving educators. This is an area where practice could tend to be a bit inconsistent when we have people come in and relieve for us. So we looked at some research around the free flow approach. I keep calling it FLEA, and why this is important to support children's well-being, self-regulation, and the opportunities that it provides for uninterrupted play and really deep learning. So we documented this through making notes of, what we'd researched and what we were thinking about. And we developed a goal on our quality improvement plan. So that's an example of our practice being informed by critical reflection as a result of a serious incident. If you are interested to find out more about critical reflection and why it is really a crucial tool for our work to support us to know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and that what we're doing is aligned with professional expectations and requirements, we have got an awesome course on our website. You can find it under Quality Area 1, Program and Practice, and it is two modules, each module goes for about an hour. And it covers everything, steps you through every aspect of critical reflection. It's great value for money, as it includes some scaffolds, templates, examples of questions to guide critical reflection across all areas of our work. And listeners to our podcast receive a 25% discount on all of their purchases. So if you are interested to find out more on critical reflection, please go to our website and do that. And I hope that you found this quick, short, sharp little bit of professional learning tapas useful. So thank you for joining us in another Early Years Learning Hub podcast episode.